their discussions going on, aren't they?
I have a question about the live format.
Yeah.
For example, in the morning, if you have three or four or five stories or developments going on in the same stream, so to speak, how can you take care that people can follow the different stories and know every update, and possibly also to have some kind of context?
Yeah.
This is the new thing. Or
so currently, there isn't the module is what it is, and there is no way that you can pull things together to sort of create a storyline or some chronology of it other than scrolling up and down. So the way we try to do it is by having these subheadings, so we're trying to sort of clearly demark stories. In a tagging world, it would be great if you clicked on said subheading and that brought you together everything from that day or from a certain period of time, so that you were like, oh, I'm interested in that story, but I don't understand where this has come from, or, you know, I want to see what else the BBC has done on this today. That would be one way of sort of bringing all that.
And that's one of the big things BBC is looking at. Connected, it's called Connected Stories, the idea. It has been discussed, it's been blogged about on the BBC. And this is how it feed in, that you could go to something like Stafford Hospital here. That's a heading. Stafford Hospital is... it's been a big story. A lot of people died because of mismanagement at this hospital. So there's been big inquiries into it, a number of inquiries. People have lost their jobs. It's been a big story. So if you clicked on that, you could be able to see the updates from today. But also maybe over here on the other next to it, there might be like, here's all the sort of other stuff we've done about this. And there'll be a lot of other material there as well. So they're looking at ways of how do we bring that archive stuff back and the sort of added value sort of stories all together in one place, because there is a lot of content out there on the BBC. And you know, Stafford Hospital, maybe Five Live has got an interview with somebody, and you know, maybe another radio station, we've got Radio 4 has interviewed somebody else, and maybe another part of the website has written a feature on it. How do we point people to all this content and bring it together? And that's something that's they're looking at the big picture in the BBC, but something we're looking at local live as well.
And then what we try to do with each of our updates is be mindful of putting enough context in that makes sense, thinking that people aren't following this religiously throughout the day, you know, as we are working on it. So trying to bring in, you know, into each update, there needs to be enough context so that it makes sense to people, not just, oh, you know, so-and-so said whatever. It's like, well, what are they saying about it? Where's this story started? What's, you know, in most cases that can be a few words and an inline link if needs be through to something that someone could go and find out more about it. But that's something we're always mindful about when we're subbing and writing these updates, is to remind people what the story is or why we're talking about it.
Not to,
without being too repetitive.
Not to boost one of your competitors, but the ITV site does that very well, doesn't it, with the way that it connects bits of stories.
Often do you send a journalist from a website to cover a story?
It just depends. With the local teams, it just depends on the story. I'm trying to think what we were... So obviously we're part of a bigger newsroom, TV and radio. So if they're sending out, sometimes it's, well, do we need to send someone from online, or is the person that's gone from radio or TV, are they gathering enough information for all of us? Are they able to send back a picture that we can use online rather than us waiting until those rushes come back in and go on the system? So we're trying to be more joined up in our approach.
A good pair of stories.
So we're trying to be more joined up in our approach, but online journalists will go out. If there's some, predominantly there'll be some, you know, they'll go out for features, planned work, but they'll also go out on news stories, something's breaking or happening, to go and get reaction that, you know, either because the TV and radio aren't doing it or it's big enough that we need our own take on it, because obviously TV and radio are working to their own deadlines and we don't want to be waiting for an online story hours after they've done their commitments. So I'd say fairly regularly people are going out from our teams, aren't they? They all work shifts, so, you know, those local teams are staffed between 6 in the morning and 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're fairly regularly be going out.
Local lives only runs from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Yeah.
6 till 10. 8 till 6. I don't know. Yeah. There is an example there. I clicked on a link.